Irving Berlin's classic film, White Christmas, is beloved by people of all ages thanks to the charm of Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. It's that long-standing appeal that makes it difficult to transition the show from screen to stage. In many ways, Barksdale Theatre's production of White Christmas makes that transition nicely, but there are elements of the play lacking some of the sparkle that captured the hearts of America back in 1954 when the movie was released. The musical follows the basic story of the film. Entertainers and producers Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, who are World War II Army buddies, set out to help their former general save his Vermont Inn by producing a musical extravaganza. The two stumble on the inn after following sisters Betty and Judy Haynes to their holiday singing engagement. Wallace and Davis decide to surprise the general by having members of his former troop attend the opening to pay homage to their beloved leader. As to the lack of sparkle, the script falters a bit in developing the relationships between the four main characters to the degree that they are developed in the film. Unlike the film, where the backstories are fully explained, scenes in the stage production often jump from one to another too quickly. With that said, Barksdale does a good job in the production of the stage rendition. The four main characters, Kevin Early as Bob Wallace, Freddie Kimmel as Phil Davis, Andrea Rivette as Betty Haynes, and Michelle Lookadoo as Judy Haynes, all have well-trained voices and solid stage performance. Early's silky smooth voice is reminiscent of Bing Crosby, and Rivette's rendition of Love You Didn't Do Right With Me would make Rosemary Clooney proud. Kimmel and Lookadoo show off their dancing talents in I Love a Piano. Barry Pruitt is very believable General Waverly, and young Taylor Richardson, who plays his granddaughter, is not only as cute as a button, but also a talented singer. Steve Moore as the ancient Ezekiel Foster is a hoot when he shuffles like a snail across the stage. When she's on stage, Kathy Hollenda, who plays the nosy Martha Watson, steals the show. She is immensely talented and one of the strongest singers to grace a Richmond stage. She is a pure delight to watch. Ron Keller's ever-changing scenic designs, especially the club car on the train and the ending barn scene, show his creativity. Sue Griffin's costumes help give the show its holiday feel. White Christmas is a heartfelt show that brings with it the spirit of the holidays. The last few minutes of the show will bring a smile to the face of every member of the family. Barksdale's production runs through January the 9th at the historic Empire Theater. For V for Women and JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.